Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
On 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach.
Danny Bonaducci is in for life coach. He's here to help you out. Just one question at a time. If you got a question, he will be here for you. You can always email lifecoach@kzok.com. Here's Colin in Seattle.
Hey, Colin, thanks for calling. Couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I apologize. What's up, man?
Not much. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Happy to do it. What can I do for you?
I wanted to know if you guys believe in the one that got away, because I think I might have messed things up and messed mine.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, I do believe in that. And I got to tell you this. I've been married twice to a woman I didn't know. Married her on the first day, and it worked out pretty fine. So I got drunk and stupid. No, I think there is the one. And if you meet them, you got to hang on, because they maybe not know that you're the one. You know they're the one. You have to convince them that you're the one. So what can I do for you about this?
So, okay, I met a woman at a coffee shop,
yep.
You know, and we ended up talking for 20 minutes. And then, like, we parted ways. I told myself, asked for her number, but I was kind of like, I don't want to do too much. And so, you know, whatever. So yeah. We parted ways, but now I can't stop thinking about her, and I still didn't get her number. And I'm kind of panicking because I think that might have been the one.
Yeah.
What should I do?
All right, let me tell you this. First off, you called the right place. I'm the life coach, and I have an answer for you on this. In the old days, and not the far old days, man, maybe the 60s, maybe the 70s, there used to be a thing where you'd meet the one and know you screwed up. You'd put an ad in the paper. I met her at 2 o'clock on the Ballard Bridge. She has blonde hair, blue eyes. She's about 5'6", and she's the one. What am I going to do? And believe it or not, this almost always worked. Somebody would recognize that and say, oh no, it's Becky. Becky, here's the phone number of this guy. Nowadays, it's a new thing on TikTok. You make a little tape of you saying that, a video, and send it to TikTok with the last words of TikTok, do your thing. If you check out TikTok, do your thing. It's people in your problem going, oh man, I met her. She's the one. What do I do? You record a video and you say, you send her to TikTok and you say, TikTok, do your thing. You say that at the end, and guess what, buddy? You will find that girl, and you'll be on the phone and in a date with her in minutes. It's just that powerful, this TikTok. Listen carefully, because you need this part. TikTok, do your thing, and it will. And that is, my friend, why you called the life coach.
Let's hear it, Colin. What does it sound like?
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. I've even seen videos of that, like,
oh, yes.
On TikTok.
Say it for me.
TikTok, do your thing.
Nice, man. You're going to get, and this is so important to me, you're going to get your girl. And again, that's why I'm the life coach.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach, is always here for you. You can email lifecoach@kzok.com.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Somebody give me a wake-up call or I'll sleep right through.
On 102.5. KZOK.
Danny, you said you went to the Kraken game last night.
I did, man. Yep. Changed my life.
Preseason game for the Kraken. Always a fun time. You said your wife had the Kraken beer, though. That's cool.
Yeah, and there was so much Kraken swag, these cool jackets and stuff. I loved it. And good food.
Awesome. Well, good food, good beer, and that's something that you're going to find at Oktoberfest Northwest.
Bavarian Meats.
There's this big festival happening at Washington State Fair Event Center October 7th through the 9th. And on Friday at 7:15, if you can tell us where has Sarah's beaver been, you've got a chance to win an 8-pack of tickets. So you can bring all your friends.
Yeah, you can.
Because, you know, drinking beer is important. Getting your hands on some meat and pretzels. So make sure to be here at 7:15 on Friday for your chance to win.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
You guys are 4 minutes away from the big news of the day. I'm going to tell you about rumors of a football legend preparing to come out of retirement again.
Oh, man, I cannot wait.
And you're not going to believe who is joining the next Deadpool movie. It's going to make you get right in line for this movie. You're going to be really excited.
You know
excited
what? I
this.
Didn't want to see it because I thought they were stupid, but they're real fun.
All right, going to get the details.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5, KZOK, the home of classic rock. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
That's right. It is, in fact, the big news of the day. It is brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. Call them up, 1-800-DIVORCE, or you can go online at goldbergjones.com.
Well, Hurricane Ian is nearing landfall as one of Southwest Florida's most intense hurricanes on record. It is looking at hitting, I think, like any minute now, and it has strengthened to a hurricane of Category 4, which has sustained winds of 155 miles per hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that is intense. Of course, going to keep an eye on this as it hits the coast of Florida, makes its way through central, and then will blow out over the Atlantic.
150 miles an hour. You know those indoor skydiving places?
Mm-hmm.
They just hold, you get with that suit, and you just use a giant fan and wind to hover? That is sustained about 150 miles an hour. Man, that's crazy.
Well, in other news, which has a local connection, this is super cool. A new era in air travel took its first step forward. A prototype all-electric airplane completed its first test flight yesterday.
Man, that's a hard thing to sell. The batteries and all that stuff, they weigh so much.
Well, it is Tesla-style batteries that are just over 4 tons that make up half the weight of the airframe. But this airplane took off from Moses Lake yesterday.
Wow, where'd it go?
It spent 8 minutes in the air before then landing safely. So this is pretty revolutionary.
Yes, it is.
Powered by just over 21,500 small Tesla-style batteries. And you can watch it at KZOK.com. It is pretty amazing. And it's an important like step forward.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, like I said, pretty impressive, and it could be a way of moving forward. But I love the name of this company is Eviation.
Very clever, yeah, you guys.
Very clever. Police in Rhode Island are investigating after a woman escaped after her date took a wrong turn. So she's in the car with a guy she met on a plenty of fish. Mm-hmm. And so she's on a date with this dude. They're parked by a boat launch. The guy gets angry and says, "I'm done with this. You've been playing with me." He hits the gas pedal and drives them into the river.
No way. That's a bad date.
I would say. So she's able to get out of the passenger side door. She swims out of the water and then runs for help. The police arrive and she says, "I don't know if he got out of the car." Police searched the area. They found wet footprints leading away from the area.
Ooh.
They were able to find surveillance cameras from a local business, and that guy appeared later on, so he's okay. I mean, I'm guessing he's got to be in some kind of trouble, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, he is. I mean, they could do a lot of things. They could do kidnapping, because the second she wanted out and didn't get out, I think that constituted kidnapping. Maybe attempted murder. Yeah. This is a big deal and a wild story.
Yeah, that is a bad date, man.
Yeah. Very cool.
Following years of pleas and requests to bring back retired fan favorite menu items, Taco Bell has just announced they're putting the power into your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can vote. And which one of these menu items do you want to come back? And Danny, I know you love Taco Bell.
I do. And I love the potato taco. Who knew?
Well, that's on the menu now, so you don't have to vote on that one. But to bring back the double-decker taco or the enchirito. So the double-decker taco introduced back in 1995, soft flour tortilla with beans and wrapped around a crunchy taco.
Oh, wow, okay. They can't make up their minds.
I'm getting hungry. The enchirito dates back to 1970, soft flour tortilla with beef, beans, and onions rolled up then smothered in red sauce. They'll bring back one, but you guys have to vote which one you want, because the power is now given to the people. Bruce Springsteen and his wife and bandmate Patti Sciarfa are playing the inaugural Albee Awards.
What's that?
This is an inaugural event which has been named after Justice Albee Sachs, who played a key role in ending apartheid in South Africa.
Very cool.
George and Amal Clooney will be the hosts. We've also got Michelle Obama, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, and John Oliver taking part in the evening.
Okie dokie.
Well, there has been a long-standing joke rift between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
All right. Yeah, I've seen some of that.
And this has been going on for 10 years, I feel like.
Wow.
And they're constantly posting videos and calling each other out, and they pretend they hate each other, but they're really besties. Well, now they came out with a video yesterday and announced in a very funny video that Wolverine will be taking part in Deadpool 3.
Yeah, they mention him in Deadpool, Deadpool 1 and 2. They reference him.
Yes. But we're not sure about the timeline. Don't want to give any spoilers about what's going on with Wolverine. But they say it's going to be bigger than just a cameo. But we don't know what.
Wow. I'd be interested. I didn't think I would be, but I am.
Yeah, I mean, Deadpool 1 and 2 were hilarious.
Were fun, yeah.
Third one will be coming out September of next year.
Oh, wow.
Well, everybody remembers that Tom Brady retired.
And yes, everybody does remember that.
Then Tom Brady unretired.
Right.
Well, the same thing happened with Rob Gronkowski. He retired sure. from the New England Patriots. And then Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and got Rob Gronkowski to come out of retirement.
Yeah, and that was all a wonderful thing.
Right. And then Rob Gronkowski retired again this past season. Well, now the rumor mills are working that he may be suiting up again, coming out of retirement, playing again for the Bucks.
So, yeah, playing again for his good buddy and good quarterback, Tom Brady. That's neat.
I don't know.
I don't know either, to be honest with you.
He's young. He's obviously super fit, but his body has taken a beating.
He's concerned about that. And, personally, I don't think he should do it.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather. In my opinion, the greatest boxer of all time, or at least, okay. Hell, maybe not Muhammad Ali. But anyway, he says, I'm not coming out of retirement ever again. My body can't take the beating. I will do,
exhibitions.
Yes, thank you very much. But I am not going anywhere that's going to beat my body. I've been hurt enough, and I'm not getting hurt anymore. You know, who knew that guy would ever make a smart move that didn't include money?
Well, we've got your chance to see Lewis Black at McCall Hall on October 22nd. Waldo, what time are we playing the fun game, giving people a chance to win these tickets?
About 8:11.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Waldo.
Big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. Up next is Danny Bonaducci's take. Danny giving us his take on appreciating the little things.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on how to appreciate the little things. I'm sitting in my living room watching TV. Everything's going great. It's not the best day of my life, not the worst day of my life, but it's just fine. And then I open up my refrigerator door, and what do I see? Cozy Shack rice pudding cups. Oh, my God. If I took a big scoop of my youth and put it right in my mouth because it's delicious. So that's my take on appreciating the little things.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Hard to believe Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, turned 50 years old yesterday.
Yeah.
She turned 50 and celebrated in a very unique way. And no, it didn't have anything to do with the candle. Well, maybe it had a little something to do with the candle. What did she do for her birthday? You're going to want to hear this because it's pretty out of the ordinary. We'll give you the details next.
KZOK traffic.
We still have a wreck in the southbound 5 express lanes near Northeast 42nd, blocking the left lane, and an accident on 512 westbound east of Steel Street in Lakewood. This report sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tammy Bennett in the KZOK Muckleshoot Bingo Traffic Center.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
After millions of dollars spent on intensive design work by thousands of artists from across the globe, we have finally come up with the ultimate 25th annual Rock the Harvest t-shirt.
DG and Sarah Morning Show and iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one. 102.5 KZOK.
All right, don't forget you guys are 10 minutes away from a chance to win tickets to see Lewis Black at McCall Hall on October 22nd. Going to give you a chance to win those tickets playing a super fun game called Likeable Lewis's. All right, now let's talk about being naked.
All right, love to do that. Love to do that.
Gwyneth Paltrow celebrated her 50th birthday yesterday by painting herself gold and posting nudes online.
Is it really considered nude if she covers up all the good parts?
Well, you can see a lot of curves. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah. But I don't know, you don't go, oh, boobs, those are nipples. There aren't nipples. She covers it with her hands. I mean, it's a sexy shot, and the gold is neat. I was just wondering if it's technically nude.
Yeah, she's not wearing clothing, so the answer is yes.
All right.
She is naked. And that's a very unconventional way to celebrate your birthday.
All right.
To post nudes, wouldn't you say?
No, I wouldn't say. Not since the invention of the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I've never celebrated my birthday by posting nude photos of myself online.
And I have never been... I'm with you. I wouldn't do that.
Well, have you ever celebrated your birthday in a different way?
You were there, actually, when my birthday opened up for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was super awesome.
That was one of the best parties. That was the party of the year.
Oh, well, thank you for that, because I thought it was great, too. But no short shrift to the station in general. They booked the whole thing.
I will say the way I celebrated my birthday, which was in a different way, I had some very sweet friends who knew my birthday is December 20th, and my entire life, people have forgotten my birthday. It's just right. A fact. It's so close to Christmas. People give me one gift, birthday and Christmas. It's always lumped together. But for the most part, everybody forgets my birthday.
Yeah.
So I had a group of friends who threw a big party in June.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And it was my half year birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, you do have some sweet friends.
Yeah. And I didn't know. It wasn't like everyone jumped out and said surprise. Like we had this big party. And then I realized that the party was for me for my birthday.
Well, that's super sweet. You have some nice friends.
Now, Danny, you've had a couple under your belt. So tell me, do you have plans to celebrate your birthday in a different way?
Yeah, my next birthday, when I'll be 64, we'll be going to Liverpool. Why? Because it's my Beatle birthday. When I get older, I'm losing my hair. When I'm 64.
Aww, that is so cute.
Yeah, I don't. It's another excuse to take me to Liverpool, which is essentially Sacramento with an English accent.
Yeah, but for a Beatles fan, that's massive.
Well, that's her, though. I mean, everybody likes the Beatles. I don't know any person that doesn't like the Beatles. But, you know, this is a pretty big deal. All right, well, I'm happy to do it for my lovely wife. Nothing makes me happier than making her happy.
I've never heard of the Beatles' birthday before. That's adorable.
Yeah, it comes with that song, When I'm 64. If you go to, I think we saw Paul McCartney when he was 64, but that's a pretty long time. I don't know. But, the Beatles' birthday, 64.
Teresa in Redmond, have you celebrated your birthday in a different type of way?
On my bucket list was to drive a Ferrari, so I went down to Vegas and they had a track, and I drove a Ferrari around the track for my 50th birthday.
Wow, how was it?
It was awesome.
Nice.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
I wished it was on a longer straightaway. I'd like to do it on the Autobahn, because then you can really pick up speed and you don't have to worry about the turns.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the Autobahn. They must have Ferraris you can run.
Yeah, that's my next goal.
Good for you, Teresa. That's awesome. And what about Gene in Puyallup? Have you celebrated your birthday in a bit of a different way?
Yeah, Gene.
Yes, I have. Good morning, y'all. Anyway, on my 31st birthday, I'd been injured on the job, and I was in the hospital with 40 pounds of traction on my lower back. And my wife walks in and hands me divorce papers.
Oh!
Wow, that's pretty rude.
Happy birthday, I want a divorce.
Happy birthday, I get the house.
Yeah, man, oh man. Hey, it's our friend Drama calling from the range this morning.
Hey, Drama, how you been, buddy?
Hey, good morning, my beautiful friends. How are you?
We are all good. Mm-hmm. I told you this morning when we were talking about Pinto's gun selling reloading equipment. Who does that? Oh, yeah, Drama does that.
Oh, just your neighborhood-friendly reloader.
All right, buddy, what do you got?
I was in the Marine Corps. It was my first deployment, and we were heading overseas. And the first time you cross the equator, they hold a ceremony for everyone, and it's called WOG Day. And basically, the Marines and the sailors get you on the throughout the ship and on the flight deck, and they put you through a series of hazings with cut up fire hoses. They call them shillelaghs, and they beat you with it, and they have you crawl through week old food, and you have to do a bunch of horrible stuff.
Well, happy birthday!
That's how I celebrate him. It was definitely a happy birthday.
Okay, so here's how it goes so far. Happy birthday, I'm taking your children, and happy birthday, we're going to beat you with rubber hoses. Wow, what's going on in this world of ours?
You know, at first when drama tells a story, I was thinking, like, how cool, he celebrated his birthday at the equator. Oh, no, but he was going through week-old food and getting beaten with hoses.
Well, we love you, drama.
Doris in Chicago, good morning.
Hey, what's up with my best friends from Chicago?
Hey, Danny, how are you? Hey, Sarah.
Hey, girl.
We are wonderful. So what do you got for us, Doris?
So I was 25, 26, and I have been up all night kind of partying. And the next morning was my birthday, and I got myself on the air on every single radio station in Chicago. It didn't matter what format. I did a bit, and I recorded it. I did a bit on every radio station. I won a couple of contests, a couple of times. The guy actually saved it and played it back, like as a year-end best of bit. I was on from like 9 in the morning till 11 in the morning on every radio station in Chicago.
But Doris, were you on with Danny Bonaducci?
He wasn't here yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because I think I did spend one birthday with you, didn't I?
Well, yeah, but that was more of the 90s. This was the early 80s.
Oh, okay.
Jeez Louise.
You weren't here yet.
I thought I was special, Doris.
You are.
Yeah, you are so special.
All right, well, Doris, maybe for your birthday this year, it's 11 months from now, but maybe you can get on all the radio stations in Seattle. Although I don't think I want to share Doris.
No, I was just thinking that, man. She's our home run guest.
All right. It is time, you guys, to play a very fun game called Likeable Lewis's.
Yeah, man.
Right now, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black October 22nd at McCall Hall. You want to win these tickets? You want to see this very funny show? Call right now, 800-252-1025. Call right now to play and win.
Speak up, honey. Do I listen to what?
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Oh, God, no. You can keep them and their Zeppelins and Metallicas.
102.5 KZOK.
We are playing the game that has been rolling right through the streets, sweeping our nation.
Yeah.
Likeable Lewis's. This gives you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black October 22nd at McCall Hall. Now, Lewis Black is our leading lovable Lewis, but to win tickets to his show, you need to name another well-liked Lewis from Danny's Clue. And our contestant is Sean in Olympia.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Great. What's happening?
Oh, just hanging out, playing games with you. Ready to play Likeable Lewis?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. This well-liked Lewis was a botanist, a military officer, a governor, and a secretary general to the president of these here United States. But he is best known for his exploration of the American West alongside his buddy, Clark. He was the leader of a group that explored the territory of the Louisiana Purchase and claimed the Pacific Northwest and Oregon County for the United States of America. Can you name this likable Lewis? Want me to read the clue to you again?
Yeah, would you?
Here I go. This well-liked Lewis was a botanist, a military officer, a governor, and secretary general to the president of the United States. But he is best known for his exploration of the American West alongside his buddy, Clark. And he was the leader of a group of people that explored the territory of the Louisiana Purchase and acclaimed Pacific Northwest and the Oregon Territory for the United States. Can you name this likable Lewis?
Is it Meriwether?
It is. There you go, man. It's Meriwether Lewis.
Congratulations, right, buddy. Harkening back to fifth grade. Congratulations, Meriwether Lewis was correct. So you have won a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black October 22nd at McCall Hall. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll also play another round of this game at 8:10 tomorrow. Likeable Lewis's.
Likeable Lewis's.
Well, it is hump day.
Hump day.
You know what helps get you through the middle of the week, Danny?
I don't know what.
Some laughter. Jelly Bean's joke of the week. She's the funniest kid in all of America.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Who the hell are you?
On 102.5 KZOK.
And now, Jelly Bean's joke of the week.
Hi, Uncle Dooch Man.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Can I tell you a joke about your favorite superhero, Aquaman?
Oh, I love Aquaman. Go ahead, tell me.
What do you call Jason Momoa if he dies?
My God, what do you call Jason Momoa if he dies?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, my God, that's great.
That was funny even if you're not in water.
You're always funny, kid. You should be proud.
Is he okay? Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Turns out Happy Meals for adults is now a thing. We're going to give you the details on this story in the news next. Also, people hold on to grudges. The reason one man held on to one and quite how long it went on is going to blow your mind. The details are coming your way.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.